Thank you for checking out So What Page We On, Be 20th season, 20th book for the book club. So it's just myself, Shan, Kiki, and Casey who pick a book each season and we just read it while we adult. And I wish a lot more adults read books, but this is just how we do our daily contribution, our monthly contribution to reading, is we read the same book all together. If you would like to join along, you are welcome. We are reading Where Wild Peaches Grow. I want to say that's a book. I'm not looking at it right now, so hopefully I'm right. By Cade Bentley. If you would like to grab it, please grab it on Amazon, your Kindle. You can get the digital copy or you can go to your local library. We love when you support the local library. And grab the book and read along. The first chapters that we are going to read are going to be chapters 1 through 3. This episode right here is just the intro to the author. And we will be back in June to discuss what we read. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Hope you enjoy. Press play! Please.
I be up and I'll be sending random stuff and I don't care when y'all get it and he be texting me back, go to sleep. Well, if you tell me to go to sleep, you need to go to sleep too.
Yeah. It's us, Shannon, Kiki.
Hello.
Casey is somewhere on earth but not here, but we're just introducing the author for season, what is this, 2020? Season 3. It is Kiki's pick. We are reading Where Wild Peaches Grow by Cade Bentley. And I found some interesting facts about her. The pages is about 301 pages. It came out August 30th of 2001, I believe. We'll give you the line. Cade, the author, is a grandma. She's a mom. She lives in Ohio. She's a novelist and an editor. The whole idea behind this book is basically a main character healing from secrets in the family, which most people deal with. So it's an interesting book. It's an interesting read. I've been reading reviews. And what I found out about the author, Cade Bentley, is actually a fake name used by the author, which is called a pseudonym, right? So some authors, depending on what type of book they're doing, they might make up a fake name to go by for that category of book, because she actually uses another name, Abby Vadiver. And she's published under Abby Collette. And she has all types of books. So, you know, like those books that are like series. So she has books called like The 12 Slaves of Christmas, Bed and Breakfast, Bedlam. Night Hour is like a crime fiction series. Coastal Cottage Calamity. Secrets, Lies, and Crawfish Pies. In the Beginning, Mistletoe and Murder, Candy Canes and Corpses, and there's like all these other books under a different name, just so people understand like what type of author they're looking for, which I think is kind of smart, because like if you go in a bookstore, you can be in several different areas getting a different demographic of reader.
Right.
So I think that's pretty smart of her, but I'm curious as to what secrets are going to be in this book.
Yeah, that's why I picked it, because I like dramatic reads. And what was that ring sound?
It was Casey coming in.
Oh. I thought so. But yeah, I like drama, you know, books and stuff. So I think you see spicy.
And we haven't had a drama book in a minute.
We haven't.
So I was just like, okay. I'll get into it. I still have to order mine. I'll order it by Friday. Hey, Casey.
Hi, sorry for my tardy.
No, we figured you were napping. We figured you were napping. I was like, he is never going to go to sleep tonight, but okay.
I'm not.
No, he gonna be up, but that's fine. So the way I broke down the chapters is 33 chapters. This is gonna be the first episode, which is just mainly about the author. And then episode 2 would be chapters 1 through 3. Episode 3, 4 through 8. And then so on and so on. So it'll be 8 episodes in total.
Okay.
So I feel like that should take us to, let's see, 4 months from now. We should be done, or maybe sooner, depending on how quick the chapters are. And then it'll be Casey's pick again.
That's quick.
Yeah, that's it. Like, this summer, ooh-wee. Sorry, I'm hot. I'm in my house, butt naked, and I'm just like, is the air on or not?
It's so hot.
I'm about to go shower, but yeah, so if you guys want to grab the book on audio, you can. If you want to grab the actual book, you can. Check your local library. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. We support your local library. If you have any books in your house from the school season that you know your children are not going to read, donate them to the library before you drop them off to Goodwill so they can sell them for profit. We thank you. And I usually look through the girls' workbooks and I see if like I could drop them off at a daycare also, because them kids need to be in there learning, not watching YouTube and dancing. So I'll be dropping those books off. But other than that, I'm looking forward to reading this book. And I hope you guys grab it and read along. I will be posting clips on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And if you want to know what chapters are next, I'll post them on our IG. So What Page We On Bit. I am in the middle of consolidating all of the podcast shops into one because Teespring is not getting their shit together as far as like shipping, and I don't want people to order and then wonder where their shit is at, because I'm wondering where my shit is at with them, and I'm having to deal with PayPal to run me back my money because they have no answers for me. So yeah, I'm working on a new shop that's all in one. So I'll update the website on Shambi Podden bookbeat.com for that. Other than that, it's just a work week. Just a work week over here. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Anybody have anything else to say?
No, not me.
Mm-mm. So I just woke up. What I got to say?
I'm gonna try to find Kate
Instagram
IG to see if I can tag her in our post when we do it. But yep, that's it.